Welcome to the Immigration Mastermind. I'm Carlos Patara. Thank you for joining. I grew up a big fan of government. I thought in a society marked by racial and economic inequality, government held the keys to rectifying such problems. Over time, my view has not changed, but I now realize that government is not a thing. It's a collection of individuals working inside institutions. Individuals who bring their own habits, beliefs, and character traits to their jobs, day in and day out. This realization began to unfold early in my professional career. I still remember the first time I went to an immigration interview with a client. We arrived about 30 minutes early. After waiting 2 to 2.5 hours, my client was finally called for her green card interview. We headed to the hallway door to meet the USCIS immigration officer. I extended my right hand to greet the officer and introduce myself. He turned and walked away. With his back to us, he said, "Down the hallway." My client's face turned colorless. I could sense the fear that ran up and down her spine. I was also taken aback. But given my duty to care, protect, and guide my clients, I quickly reacted to assure her that everything was under control. I whispered, "Don't worry, it's okay." To show her all was well, once I passed the officer and entered the hallway, I turned once more and tried to shake his hand. He ignored me again. "Follow me," he commanded. I again extended my right hand as we entered his room. He stared at me, an icy stare, a glare. He looked at me in a condescending manner and said, "We do not shake hands with immigrants seeking benefits. It's policy." "Really?" I asked. "Is that a written policy?" He ignored the question. In my 2+ decades as an immigration attorney, I've never found that policy. And I've never had my hand shaken by an immigration officer when they call my clients' cases. Perhaps there are valid reasons for such a position. Valid reasons besides intimidation. Maybe I'm just too old-fashioned. As I was growing up, my mother taught me to always shake hands. My mother taught me to always show politeness to others. The policy against shaking hands, assuming it is a policy, is only one symptom of a larger issue. The attitude displayed by the USCIS officer is not an isolated incident. In my experience, too many immigration offices are infected with a culture of rudeness. Not all, but too many. Filing window clerks who fling papers at clients and attorneys rather than respond to simple inquiries about procedures or forms. Security guards who treat visitors as if they're enemy terrorist suspects, not as immigrants seeking benefits legally. Detention officers who place callers on hold for 20 minutes before asking the callers about their names or reasons for calling. Immigration judges who act like having tantrums on the bench is a form of judicial discretion. Government lawyers are not exempt from this epidemic. Having been an immigration trial attorney for over 2 decades, as I've walked into immigration court, I offer to shake hands with opposing counsel. Most return my gesture. Some do not. They act shocked, as if I'm doing something foreign to legal etiquette. Unfortunately, the handshake is sometimes the end of civility. More often than I care to remember, I've needed to remind opposing counsel it is not necessary to personalize our legal dispute or vilify my immigration client. I have an idea to improve government bureaucracy. I believe the government needs to implement improved customer relations training for immigration office employees. I learned about competition as a young man. I played a lot of basketball. I remember many intense games at a nearby church playground with a dangling chain-link basket. We would try our hardest to beat each other. Our hardest. Afterwards, we would head to a small neighborhood grocery store. We would put our money together to buy and share Twinkies and chocolate milk. Despite the furious competition, just minutes earlier, there was rarely lingering animosity. I learned an invaluable lesson from those basketball games. Mere opposition does not justify belligerence. This lesson today guides my interaction with those on the other side when I represent clients. Even though my clients are from foreign countries, the rude and often mean-spirited attitude displayed at many immigration offices is inappropriate. Government employees are public servants and role models for the public they serve. I am not alone in my position. As the Institute for Civility in Government has noted, if government will not model civic responsibility, how can we expect others in society to be any different? Think about it. The next time someone runs a red light, or a person cuts in front of you at the grocery store, or when a cashier at a restaurant or a waiter treats you as if you're an unwanted pest. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with me. And if you know anyone who would benefit from this episode, please share it with them. For together, we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.